Included. We touched on it in an earlier session, the fact that we are bone of his bone. In other words, we are part of him. But the truth of this rarely becomes a reality for us. For it to become flesh on us, that is, for it to become a reality and something that governs our lifestyle, we need not more information, but revelation. And that revelation comes gradually and when Father is ready, by the Holy Spirit, to impart it to us, just like he did to Peter. Until then, our part is simply to keep pressing on and in to him where we have been placed by divine fiat. This is where the choices become so important. We've discussed at length that just as choices determine destiny, attitudes determine altitude. If you choose to live an ordinary humdrum life, to remain undisturbed, this will not be for you. If, however, if you have a dream to be an eagle and rise to the heights in your Christian walk, this will definitely be for you. The reason being that you are included in Jesus, included in his death, included in his resurrection, included in his enthronement. And your fellowship is with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So you'll understand when Paul says in Romans 6:8-11, "And if we were co-crucified with the Anointed One, we know that we will also share in the fullness of his life. And we know that since the Anointed One has been raised from the dead to die no more, his resurrection life has vanquished death, and its power over him is finished. For by his sacrifice he died to sin's power once and for all, but he now lives continuously for the Father's pleasure. So let it be the same way with you. Since you are now joined with him, you must continually view yourselves as dead and unresponsive to sin's appeal, while living daily for God's pleasure in union with Jesus the Anointed One. Because this scripture has become flesh on you. You understand what co-crucifixion means and reckon yourself dead to sin and alive to God all the time. Romans is such a brilliant book. I've long desired to do an in-depth study of it. Watchman Nee wrote a book about it entitled The Normal Christian Life. If you read it, you may find it is far from normal as regards the life you currently live. But it will certainly give you more than a taste for the high life. Life lived from a different perspective, a different place, enthroned with Jesus, his majesty.